Thank you for tuning in to The Morning Rush with your host, of course, me, Tony. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to The Morning Rush with the Couples Retreat Edition that really, really did the charts, okay? I'm so happy that my three best friend couples, Shabby, Shaquaria, and Juanita, was able to just speak on their relationship. It was so beautiful. Everything was perfect. But, guys, it's okay. We're going to have another one of these sometime soon. I just loved it, okay? Sorry, guys, that I have not been doing any podcast because your girl's been sick, okay? No voice, nothing. But I'm back in action. I am so happy to just be here with you guys. I'm still a little bit sick, coughing, but I think that's just my bronchitis. But let's get into it. Okay, the topic that we have today is... healthiness. And it's not the healthiness that you think I'm talking about. Tony, what are you talking about? What you mean healthy? Well, I got you. So, we're in this time of life where things in our life is not always as healthy as we think. And sometimes that we're not healthy as we're thinking. So, for an example, being on time with something, but you feel like since you always late, it's okay to be late. That's not healthy, okay? And that's the same thing with going and doing what you want to do. Sometimes things that you think is healthy is not, okay? And I know that that's so like cliche, but always think there's something that is unhealthy about you that you can determine and then make yourself healthy again, okay? So, when I got into this journey of finding myself and also doing my spiritual awakening, I noticed that a lot of stuff that I was doing was so unhealthy, guys. Very unhealthy. And I had to clean myself up. Everybody know about my weight journey. Honestly, I feel so good about my weight right now. It's getting to a point where I feel really good. I've been drinking more water than usual. I've cut back on fat foods and fatty stuff and just focused on my health. I don't eat red meat anymore. I eat only chicken and fish. But I actually found some vegetarian nuggets that I've been eating a lot because, I mean, hey, if it's good for you, I want to try it, you know? So I've been eating that more. I actually got that on my way to work. I'm going to eat that during lunch. There's so much stuff that I'm doing to my life to make it better. Why? Because it's healthy. And also with your spiritual aspect of your life, everybody goes through things where a lot of stuff is not healthy to think about. God has implemented so much stuff in our lives that we have to be careful what we think or how we say things. Not everybody's going to get where you're coming from. That's just human nature, okay? But when it comes down to being there for yourself and knowing that you're okay, that's what matters the most. I know for me, the way I used to think was so negative and unhealthy that it really drove me up the roof personally. But now that I have my newfound way of thinking and bringing more positive things in my life and cutting off all the negative stuff, I feel so good inside and I feel so rejuvenated. And that's what I would love for you guys to do. Just think about yourself in a positive manner and think about the stuff that you're doing in a positive manner. Make it healthy. You know, I'm working on my physical healthy balance inside, but also spiritual healthy balance. Like I dedicated myself to not have sex, and it's only because I have to realize that a few years ago, not even a few years ago, it's honestly been a year. I was like literally a sex addict. Okay, guys, I just did it for the fun of it. I was one of them people that just did it. It was like, it wasn't with multiple people. It was just with three guys that I would depend on, and then I would just do it. You know, it was, that's how it was, honestly. And towards like just keep thinking about it, I didn't like what I was doing. But it was like, I wanted more, and then I wanted more, and then I wanted more, and then I wanted more. That's how it was for me. So I dedicated my life to stop doing that. And honestly, that's the best thing I could have ever did. You know, like, a lot of people don't know that. So Smooth Radios, y'all the first people to hear that about my journey, that I am cutting back on sex and doing everything that I had to do to make sure that I'm okay. You know, because let's be frank, STDs are real. AIDS is real. Pregnancy is real, you know. Stuff of that nature is very real. We have to protect ourselves in our gyms, because you never know. You just never know what can happen. So, yeah, I wanted to get that message out for the topic that it is right now. I'm going to put you guys on a little break. I'm going to come back for the ending of the morning rush, because I'm actually in rushing to work today, okay? Because I don't know. I've been sick, so I don't know what time I come in. And I know it's not at 10. I'm very positive it's not at 10 o'clock, because I don't have anything coming in at 10 o'clock. But I got to just make sure that if it's 10:30, that I get my butt in there before it's 10:30, because I have to log in. Because every Tuesday, our stuff is shut down completely. So I wasn't there Tuesday. Ah, you know? So, all right. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. And we are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Morning Rush with your host, of course, me, Tony, on Smooth Radios. I just want to end this with a good reminder that God loves everyone. And it doesn't mean that you have to be a specific person to be loved. No, He loves everybody. I know for me, God has put in a challenge for myself to learn to love myself internally and externally, for me to do what I need to do. And that's what I want everybody else to do as well. Don't be afraid to love yourself. Being alone sometimes is not, it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. Trust me, somebody's going to come into your life. But sometimes you have to be alone to realize your worth, okay, guys? It's not because nobody wants you. That's not why you're alone. So get that out your head. It's because you have to go through your healing for yourself. Nobody can give you the love that you can give yourself. The only man that can do that is God, you know? But God lives in you. So in order for God to give you that love that you're longing for, you have to go within. If that makes sense. Guys, it's just a pleasure to have everybody listening to my radio. I'm hoping, you know, God bless me with a radio station. Okay? I'm going to put that in the world, in the universe, to God's hands. That's it. I truly hope that God bless me with my own radio station, to where I can do this everywhere so everybody can hear me and just listen to the greatness and the good of everything. Like, guys, this is an amazing experience to have a podcast and just feel free to express what you want to express, but also not rely on anything or anybody. Like, this is just an amazing thing. I wish I could make it a job, you know. I would love to make this my job, but right now it's not paying me nothing. I'm sorry, kids, it's paying me something, but not a lot. So once I get more people to listen to me and just spread the word, if you know anybody like podcasts, I don't care who it is, if you know anybody that like podcasts, please put them on. Let them listen to Smooth Radios. I promise, God, I know I keep promising. I keep breaking my promises. It's just, I don't know. I've been doing more money rushes. Late night convos with me is going to get back and popping. I just been so hectic this week, you know. But late night convos will be coming back, okay? I know a lot of people like my late night convos, so I'm going to bring them back. It's just I haven't been haven't had the time to do my late night combos. So they will be coming back. I promise, very surely they're gonna come back. But thank you guys for listening to the Smooth Spirit Radios with me, your host. I'm just so happy, you know. I'm just so happy. I'm honestly just so happy. But I love you guys and talk to you later. Thank you.